Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Kisetse Shishi, the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Kisetse. The topic of our Aliyah is kindness in society. It is nine psukim long, running from Perek Chof Dalad He to Chof Dalad Yud Gimel. It is worthwhile noting this is the general theme of Kisetse as a whole. We hear about a number of mitzvahs which relate to kindness in society. So the first thing we hear about is that a man who gets married to a woman should not go out to the army or have any civil duty to be free to her, nokia lebeisoi, that he should be free to her for the first year of simachis ishtoi asher lakach, and he should rejoice and cause happiness in his house with his new wife. This obviously reflects a law that we've seen beforehand about the military dispensation for people who are married for the first year. But it has obviously far-reaching ideas. The next thing we hear about is that a person, when taking collateral, so if one is lending money to somebody else and wants to have a collateral in order to gain assurance that they'll be repaid, they should not take the person's millstone, their echayim. Then the next thing we hear about is kidnapping. If we find a person who kidnaps and sells somebody and uses them, and then that kidnapper is put to death. We also hear about being careful about the plague of tsaras, of leprosy, which is as a function of many social misdemeanors. And we have to remember what Hashem did to Miriam on the way when leaving Egypt, where she contracted tsaras in Parshas Ba'aloisra. We also hear that if you have a loan against your friend, you may not enter his house to take the collateral. So if they're defaulting on the loan, you may not walk into the house to take what you want. You have to wait by the gate, and they bring out what it is that is the collateral. And if it's a poor person, you're not allowed to keep the collateral overnight. You have to return it every single night. So that's the general summary of our Aliyah. A few basic points to ponder. Number one is, why here are we hearing about the mitzvah of what's called Shana Rishana, of the first year of marriage? It seems that this is a direct reflection of the previous Aliyah. The previous Aliyah talked about a marriage which ended in immorality, infidelity, and acrimony. And now we're talking about the tools and the recipes for making it a better, for to what we call changing to choosing the other possibility in life, which is the idea that both sides of the couple are investing fully in each other. Naki iya lebeisoi, the idea of being pure, being honest, being fully there for one's partner is what's being described over here as the other possibility to what ended rather difficultly in the previous idea. Now, the idea of this millstone, why can you not take a millstone as collateral? So Rashi explains, because this is a tool for his livelihood. So if you take away the millstone, he has less chances of being able to repay his debts ever. It's worthwhile noting that the Torah seems to be regulating away from the spiral of hopelessness, because in a certain sense, the rich do get richer and the poor do get poorer, and the poor get poorer because they simply cannot get themselves out of the hole they're in. So the Torah is ensuring that they always will have a way out, meaning to say you may take collateral, but you may not take their tools of employment, which gives them the basic lifeline to keep them above the water. Now, why is tsaras mentioned in this aliyah suddenly? Rav Hirsch explains, because we've been learning about the laws governing social interaction, loans, honesty, marriage. These are all social laws, and therefore tsaras is a punishment which affects people for mistreating others, an infringement on social norms with each other, which is why it's critically mentioned right here. The Malbim also points out a fascinating point, and he says that tsaras, leprosy, may actually be related to the discussion that we just talked about a moment ago, which was kidnapping and selling somebody as a slave, which is punishable by death in the Torah over here. And what he points out is that in the slave trade, there were a lot of people, and the Malbim talks about this historically, that would go down to Africa and enslave people from there and bring them to the different countries. They would mistreat them and abuse them in terrible ways. And because of that misuse, those people coming in would often come with diseases and bring those diseases to the countries they were in. And the Malbim points out that the Torah is sort of looking at this as a long trajectory, a longitudinal perspective of consequences of mistreatment of others. When you mistreat people, it's going to lead to the breakdown of societies, diseases. It's going to lead to all these kind of things because of the way you treat others. So tsaras, so to speak, is seen as also a disease, which is an outcome, a consequence of a society which is in flux, which is spiraling out of control. And finally, one last point to think about in this aliyah, and that is the Torah calls this act, these acts over here, the very end of the aliyah, it says, "It will be to you justice in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you do this. Now, what is interesting is tzedakah we often translate as righteous and goodness and charity, and we feel so good about ourselves. But actually, technically speaking, the word tzedek in Hebrew actually means justice. Justice is different to kindness, which is fascinating. Why we call tzedakah an act of kindness, of charity, when really in Hebrew it is justice. Justice is doing exactly what is needed. Charity or kindness seems to be doing beyond what is needed. So Rav Soloveitchik explains that yes, that's actually the truth. When we go beyond the letter of the law, what we seem to, and we go and help other people, actually that is what is expected of us. That is justice. Hashem expects us to treat others morally. Hashem expects us to be sensitive to the needs of others. That is just. That's not us going above and beyond. That is what is expected of us. And that's perhaps the framework that Hashem explains to us as this Aliyah concludes about all these actions which govern our society. With this, we close. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.